Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth, aka B True. I'm giggling because my little nephew, as soon as I was cued to speak, my little nephew like opened the door, and I should have secured the door. But happy birthday to me. It's my birthday today, so this is a brief show, but I just want to thank everyone for their support and tuning in, and those that will, I will be dining at one of my favorite spots here in Jackson metropolitan area of Mississippi, at North Park at the Med Fish Grill, one of my favorite eateries since I returned back from Texas right before the Thanksgiving holiday, and it's one of my favorite places. You know, my friends and I are foodies everywhere I go. So one of my favorite spots, I decided to dine there today. And my sister had picked out a pink and purple birthday cake for me. So I'm going to take my cake and those friends the few friends that would like to eat and check out the menu that maybe have never been to the Med Fish Grill, and then those that also love the Med Fish Grill like I do, to definitely drop by. I'm in partnership with them also in producing some events also on Wednesday night. So we'll be working on some awesome events like poetry night and open mic night and all of that. I'm hoping to do the same thing when I'm in Dallas also. There's so much talent in just all over America, all over the world, and you guys know that too. And we showcase different artists here on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I've been in touch with some of our favorites and also in touch with some new ones that I cannot wait to talk to here on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and play their music also, showcase their music. So it's just awesome. So I hope some of my friends surprise me because they have an awesome stage, and I hope they don't, I'm gifted with performances or poetry or whatever. I remember for my 30th birthday, there was a popular place called Highlights. It was owned by a former NFL in Jackson State, a superstar friend of mine, Chris Burgett. And I know a bunch of us creatives and entrepreneurs would get together. I know we used to meet up at Frank's, another awesome restaurant that used to be in downtown Jackson. And we used to meet up and do like these poetry nights. I'm a poet also, Be True. And we used to meet up, musicians and poets and artists. So we had relocated to the to Chris Burgett's place called Highlights that was located across from Sugar Loop College. And an artist that I would be working with also, everybody would ask me, what do you want? I'm like, I would just, a gift of your talent. And so, honestly, my friends, they gifted me at Highlights my 30th birthday with all types of performances, from jazz to poetry to singing. It was just amazing. But now, just to cut cake with me and say hi, I like my roses now. If we're going to have a reunion, we're going to have a reunion now, not when I can't participate and be a part of it. To be honest, ever since I've been born, I can't think of a birthday that I have never enjoyed, from birthdays that I spent alone to birthdays where I just with so many people, just intimate birthdays, just amazing. I don't know if anybody's calling because I became very excited when my little nephew walked in, and then just, I don't like dead air, do you? And so, honestly, I'm just speaking from the heart because that's what I like. I like the structure, bullet points and outlines and so on, but it's a brief, spontaneous type of deal. I'm showing, my screen vanished on me, and I hate it if I'm missing any calls that are wishing me a happy birthday. But that's what's happening. Because honestly, like that news, that professor a few months ago when he was on air and his family walked in behind him, that's what my little 2-year-old nephew had just done. Just, I mean, as soon as I was cute to speak, he walked in, going after me about something. On Facebook now, I want to thank all my in-person friends, in real-life friends, and my online friends. I want to thank you. And I share my birthday with many friends and also and even had family members' birthdays this week and yesterday and so on. So a big shout-out to, like, my friend Chris Anderson. A big shout-out to my late friend Tasha Johnson, who for our 15th birthday, we had an awesome house party birthday back in the 80s here at my mom's house and had an awesome, awesome, great time. I mean, we were so scared, like, right before we thought no one would come. And what happened, kids from from the whole metropolitan area, from those of you that are familiar with Jackson, Mississippi, I'm talking about from near and far, from different counties and people that, friends that we knew and some that I thought that were just friends of friends. But it turned out to be an awesome, awesome party that year. So sending love to my dear friend Tasha, who's in heaven. But there's my friend Chris Anderson. He nicknamed us twins. I know Kylie Jenner. Her birthday is today. I was reminded that her birthday was today. She and I used to network a lot together, but looking at Ryan Seacrest's Instagram picture, he wished her a happy birthday. So I'm like, oh, yeah, Kylie and I do share a birthday. And I know a couple of male and female twins that share a birthday also with me. I want to send them, you know who you are, Kim, and I'm trying to think of your sister's name, Kim. Ah, I just talked to their cousin. Their cousin wished me a happy birthday. Because that's how I know them, they're their cousin. But you know who you are. happy birthday to you guys. Because I haven't seen them, honestly, since the 80s. But have like 90 seconds. Please email me at CultureShockInc, KULTREESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. And connect with me on Facebook, Bethany Williams on the Facebook page, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, spelled the same way it's spelled on the show description. Now I see what Facebook meant last year. I have all these other pages for my calls. Facebook shut me down last year. They put me in Facebook jail. I had to like send in all type of information. And then the verdict was, you need to create a public figure. And now I see what they mean. They took money to create a public figure page. And as I know, but thank you all for your support of my closed groups, the James Franco Project, the Revolution and Minneapolis Sound Project. Also, we're still trying to save Dallas. That's a page. And with the blessings of our new mayor here in Jackson, I'm creating a page called Independents and Republicans for Mayor Lumumba. And when I talked to the mayor at his kickoff event at Smith Park down, I told him, I said, hey, I'm planning on creating a page or a Facebook page or group of about independents and Republicans that are for you, which is all-inclusive, you know, of course, obviously. He was like, that's cool. I had his message. He was like, yeah, I like that. You know, that was, and that's not, verbatim, that's not exactly, but he was very excited, and it was like, gave me the thumbs up, that's a good idea. You know, so definitely, I'm just trying to decide if it should be a page or open a public group, that's all. Because my St. Dallas page is a page, and it's successful, and then the closed groups are successful, so I can't even imagine what an open group page is going to be like. So definitely, you know, those of you that are interested in administrating with me, you know, let me know. Also, I have some pretty cool members in the James Franco Project group. Just so amazing. And then the other groups also, but we're definitely having a ball in that James Franco Project in the Minneapolis Sound. Of the Revolution Minneapolis Sound Project, we are too, and Save Dallas is always pumping. You know, we just want to get a new home for Save Dallas. Josh Henderson just had to have 2 gigs, the arrangement on E and Dallas. Wouldn't it be awesome if Dallas could go back to to be it. That would be so cool. But, you know, it would be good if TMT decided, wait a second, we've had a few years, let's do this again. But again, thank you for your love and support. You can send the emails at cultureshock, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Connect with me on Facebook. Twitter is Beth Williams, BETHWMS. And Culture Shock, Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. I am so glad, more than 20 years ago, I decided to, like, spell Culture Shock the way I did. Good idea. You guys know why. What else? Snapchat, which I have yet to Snapchat, at Culture Shock, Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. I'm getting prepared because when I do it, I want to do it right. And on my blog at bethentrepreneur.tumblr.com and so on. And also, thank you for supporting my friends, especially like the LaBera guys, but quite a few of them have their projects that they cross-promote with LaBera Dallas and Adonis. He has, Meet Adonis, is an awesome blog. I'm so glad that he asked for my feedback. And I had just gone crazy with providing him with so much feedback and sharing it with my friends. And Cesar LaBera, he has an awesome reality series on YouTube called The Crowd Pleaser. And also Jack Pabar, he has his documentary films that he shares with his travels to Guatemala. Yeah. And let's see. Also, it's just amazing with the people that I have been connecting with and that have been connecting with me. A big shout out to all of you. And those of you that aren't coming to eat cake and check out the Mad Fish Grill's awesome menu selection of food and drink, definitely bring your business card. Because I was planning to eat there for lunch and eat birthday cake, and then they told me, well, hey, you can have fun. You and your friends can have fun in the place. So we're having fun from 3 to 9. And if it's only three of us or if it's a packed house, it's going to be so much fun. And this, so a big shout-out to Eli, John, and Joanne, and the whole staff, and everyone near and far, those of you that will be with me in spirit also. And, again, thank you so much for all the well wishes and happy birthday wishes again. And my mother sent her love also to you all. Thank you, and God bless. And there will be a show over the weekend. Thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True. God bless America and the world.